Now, if you are on the water and have any interest in angling, you might be interested in the big fish competition announced for Ballycotton in September. It's got a €250,000 prize fund, and I met some of the people behind it at the recent Irish Angling Show.
My name's Tom Collins. I have a charter fishing company down in West Cork. I'm involved with the Ballycotton Big Fish event initially as an advisor to the event, mainly on the angling side of it. I specialise in shark fishing myself, so I would have substantial knowledge in the subject.
Tell me something about Ballycotton Big Fish. I haven't heard of it before.
It's the first year. It's an idea that came about early December, and the man who came up with the idea brought a few people to a table. We had a meeting, had a discussion about it, and said yes, this can work, and we're going ahead with it. It's very exciting. It'll be the biggest angling tournament outside of the States. So yeah, we're looking forward to it.
And tell me about it. What's it going to do?
Okay, so the Ballycotton Big Fish event is a 4-day shark tournament. It's limited to a maximum of 120 anglers with a prize fund of €250,000. So it's based around 4-day shark fishing. There'll be prizes each day. Each day there'll be €20,000 for the longest shark caught. The overall longest shark over the 4 days will get €150,000. And an incentive for the skippers to work hard. With the 20 charter boats that are there, there will be €20,000 for the skipper who lands the most shark over the 4 days.
€250,000 is a phenomenal amount of money.
It's a phenomenal amount of money. With that, I suppose, comes the entry fee of €5,000 per person.
Per person. So you're aiming really at the professional, the people who do this for a living.
Yeah, there'll be a combination of business people who are occasional anglers that have the money can afford to do this, and there will be serious anglers who will be going out to win the prize fund.
In the US, as you mentioned, they have competitions like this which are huge, but you think this is the biggest outside the US?
Yeah, so there's a few companies in the US, Bisbee's been one of them. They would have tournaments with prize funds over $3 million. Again, entry fees would be up to $60,000-$70,000 for that. So this event, the Ballycotton Big Fish event, year one, the prize fund was set at $250,000, so everything's revolving around that in terms of entry fees and limit of anglers to 120.
It's on from the 12th to the 15th of September.
That's right, yeah. So those dates are traditionally very good for shark fishing in Ireland. We get a good run of shark heading south down towards the Azores from the Irish Sea, starting in the start of September, running through to the end of October. So traditionally it's a good month for shark fishing, and we're hoping the weather will suit. We've 4 days booked in. Worst case scenario, we should only lose a day or two.
How will people find out about this?
So yeah, we have a website, www.ballycottonbigfish.com, and we're also on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
I'm Rebecca Cronin, I'm down in Ballycotton, and I'm here today to promote our shark fishing event that's taking place in September.
It's a huge event. Whose brainchild is this?
It's a local gent in Ballycotton named Pierce Flynn. He's a localer who went away and became quite a successful businessman, and he's come back to invest in the tourism aspect of Ballycotton. So he's got a number of projects on the go, but one of which is his own personal hobby is fishing. And he fishes all over the world, and he's been to many competitions, and this is an idea that sprung to mind when he was in Mexico at one of the larger fishing competitions. And he thought, Ireland is a fantastic destination for sea angling, so he'd like to promote it better, and how better to do that than put some big money up there and see if he can get some attention.
You're limiting it to 120 entrants?
That's right.
Will they each have their own boat, or will they be, how will that work?
We're going to provide 20 boats, and we'll obviously have backup boats in case anything happens with any of the boats on the weekend itself, but 6 anglers per boat. So that, it's to do with obviously the harbour itself and trying to keep it small and exclusive in one way, but make sure that it's attractive for an international audience.
Rebecca, will people then base themselves in Ballycotton?
Yeah, I suppose it depends on who enters. We see this as a more of an international event. We're hoping to attract people from America, from mainland Europe and the UK, and of course Ireland itself. We've got accommodation booked and organised in the locality between Castle Martyr, Middleton, Ballymaloe, and also Middleton Park Hotel as well. So yeah, we hope that everybody will have a fantastic time and they get to see Ireland, beautiful bay, but also get to meet the locals and have a bit of crack, which is also a very important part of it.
That's the richest shark fishing tournament in Europe, Ballycotton Big Fish, and it'll be held in Ballycotton in September. All information on the competition is available on their website, ballycottonbigfish.com.